Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map. I'm the map.
Mate.
Just keeps getting better, right?
Definitely a podcast.
Definitely a podcast now. And welcome back to Map, the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where we talk about all things movies, TV shows, music, comic books, anything to do with pop culture, you name it, we'll talk about it. One of the fastest and loosest podcasts going around in this universe and many, many other universes around there. I'm your host, Sega Singh. Joining me today is Squishy Joshy, aka Joshua.
What's up, team?
And rounding off the triangle is none other than from TD Project, Mr. Tempo.
Yeah, that's
Lawrence.
G'day.
How you doing, everyone? Josh, how's it going?
Oh, yeah. Same old.
Lawrence, what about you, mate?
What?
What about you, mate? What's happening?
Oh, yeah.
This is what he means by the loosest podcast ever.
This is what I mean, definitely loose.
Just some housekeeping, yeah?
Just some housekeeping at the moment.
It's better to have housekeeping than housegiving.
Oh, nice. Mm. Well done. Did you just think of that?
Yeah.
Right,
on the fly.
Well done. That's nice. It. So, I'm going to sneeze.
Bless you.
No, I didn't sneeze. It didn't work.
I take it back then. Undo.
Undo the bless you.
Yeah.
I give you my bless you.
Or you can keep this bless you for a future sneeze.
If I do sneeze and no one's around, I'll hear that echo. I'll hear that. Bless you.
Bless you.
Wallah, bro. Bless you.
Wallah, cuz. Banks down? Nah, never heard of it. I'm from Wagga Wagga.
What are you talking about?
Alrighty. What episode last week we had. That was pretty entertaining. First time doing a test run with a live audience. I think kind of worked out well. What do you reckon?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And we're planning to do another one soon, yeah?
Yeah, I'm planning to do another one soon next week. So all of you's there, jump on Josh's Discord. We'll have the links down below.
Which one?
Josh's Discord.
Discord. That's like when people say Disney.
Discord.
You know? It's like, is it Disney or Datney, you know?
See you guys next week.
Oh, man. If Boku was here, she'd be flying up the wall.
as Josh says, popping.
Popping off.
That's what we all start. First, it's all the kids talking about vibes, right? We're just vibing.
Yo, I'm gonna check his vibe. What are you?
Yeah, what are you?
Bad vibe.
Now it's pop off.
Is that seriously a thing people are saying? What does that even mean?
People are saying pop off.
Oh, like it's going off.
Yeah, like it's going off.
So, like when we used to say it's going off, that's what people mean.
I feel like Americans and like that area in general did not know the term go off. Because I think that was a very Australian term. But now they've come up with their own, which is basically pop off. Yeah, it's popping off.
When someone says it, we go, mate, it's going off. But popping off, if someone says popping off over here, that means like you're taking something.
Bags? No, I don't sell that.
You know, sort of like
Popping pills.
Yeah.
Bags? No, I don't sell that.
Yeah, but like you're popping off. That's
exactly. You're popping. You take a pill and you pop off.
Like that's your pinging, mate.
You're pinging.
Yeah, you're pinging.
That's a... Mate, let me tell you, jeez. Have I told you guys this story about my first ever, like, rave? So,
what, your mum's birthday?
Yeah, mum. Mum,
I'm done! Your 21st birthday?
My 21st. That was sort of a rave, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was pretty much a rave.
Yeah.
We had DEFCON 1 there and everything.
DEFCON 1.
Yeah, we had a Bollywood rave. Yeah, sure, why not? So I recently went to a rave last year. Anyway, so first time ever going to a rave and stuff like that, right? Got offered the whole shebang, didn't do it, stayed sober because, you know, I drove, so, yep. Anyway, so, mind you, I had no idea what half of this stuff was happening. So I'm standing there just, you know, dancing with the music and stuff like that, you know, enjoying myself. And then some Asian chick starts pulling my shirt and pulling me down.
Yeah.
And I was like, here we go. What's happening here? She pulls me down. I'm kneeling and there's like 10 other people like on the floor. And there's like 10 other people kneeling on the floor as well. And then there was this guy just putting on gloves on his hands. And I'm like, shit's about to get real. And then his gloves started glowing. And I'm like, immediately, the first thing I thought of was Lawrence. As soon as I saw that, and I'm like,
I
want to
get those gloves.
As soon as I saw that, I'm like, that's Lawrence. I'm like, if only Lawrence was here.
I was once gifted like finger lights.
One day I get the
full outfit. Yeah.
No, these are like actual gloves. Like he wore gloves and they
turned on. I was actually gifted.
I was
gifted 2 finger lights at one point.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. 2 finger lights.
And like Running Man, but with your fingers.
Anyway, so yeah, this thing started going. He's like doing all these ones, like doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm like freaking out because I'm like, what the hell is this shit? Like, I don't know what's it meant to be. What's happening?
Yeah.
And then it just lasted for like not even that long, like about 2 to 3 minutes. And then while it was happening, people there were like fanning. Like, there was people just fanning me, and I'm just like, why are you guys fanning us? Like, what's happening? And then I asked one of my mates, and I was like, hey, what was all that about? They go, oh, it's a light show. And I go, what do you mean it's a light show? It's like, oh, if you're going off, it keeps it going. And I'm like, oh, okay, that's why I didn't feel anything.
So they just assumed that you were doing something.
Well, pretty much they assume everyone's on it. that goes to these things.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, as soon as Lawrence walks into a club, he gets denied because they're like, mate, you're just pinging too hard. And he's like, nah, bro, it's just my shoes.
Yeah. You know, usually Lawrence is just like, I actually haven't had anything.
I'm the most sober person here.
Like, literally, he's the most sober person there. And everyone thinks he's the most drunk.
Over sober.
Yeah.
Just way too energetic.
I was so sober. That it looks like I'm drunk. It goes full circle, but like the other way. And then I was at the Christmas party, and one of my bosses tried to stop me from driving home because he thought I was drunk. And I'm like, Guys, I'm sober.
Do a breath test, I swear.
She was gone.
She was, yeah. I'm good enough to drive.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
I'll see you at work next week. Actually, no. We always work the day after the Christmas party. So, yeah, see you at work tomorrow.
I've always done... I've actually had one Christmas party where I didn't work the next day because it was a Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm. So then we were off on Sunday. Like, we had it on the Saturday, so it was pretty cool. It was all right.
We always party on the Friday, but our biggest work day for the week is the Saturday.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it's like... Side note, sorry, this is really tripping me out because you've got that green screen and you've got those massive headphones. They just keep blipping in and out of existence every time you move your head back and forth.
Me or Josh?
You. Do it. See?
Yeah. It's probably because yours are like white headphones.
Mine's are white, that's why.
Man.
Is it very distracting?
Maybe. Can't you like change the colour? It's like,
whoa.
Yeah, I'll just leave it like that. There we go. I can't change the colour. How am I meant to change the colour of my headphones?
Just like reverse green screen it.
Well, like dye it.
Reverse screen.
you green screen the back and then you green screen the front. Hey, what's Josh doing? No, put your background back on. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
One day I'll work out how to do backgrounds.
Yeah.
If only we could give you a background from here.
Yeah, no, just put your TD project as the background. Yeah.
Let me write it down.
Hey, nice.
The TD name.
Nice. That's
Is that a drum skin?
Yeah, it's a drum head.
Drum head.
That's where it all started.
That's a souvenir.
Do you know, I remember one time I walked into a music store because I needed a drum head for my drum. Not drum set.
The head.
Just the head.
What a head.
What?
Just needed the head. And then... I go to the guy, I go, do you have any in like goat skin? And he's like, the hell are you on about? And I go, oh, I was looking for something with goat skin on it. And he's like, mate, we have nothing with goat skin here. And I'm like, sorry, I don't think we have what you're looking for. So I left, I went to the next music store shop and I was like, hey, I'm looking for because my doll, the Indian drum, like the skin ripped, so I had to get a new one. The treble ripped, not the bass. So if the bass rips, I have to order it from like India because, like, it's that's how delicate it is. But the treble ripped, which is like was like goat skin, or you can have it as sort of like whatever the normal drum heads are made of. And then I was like, oh, I'm looking for this, but do you have it? And like, does it come in like goat skin or something like that? Someone told me it does. And they're like, nah, just use this. It's sort of like leather.
Yeah.
But it'll give a complete different sound. So I'm like, all right, put it on. It sounded actually quite well. So I was like, all right, I'll keep this.
Oh, yeah.
It was all that. Yeah. No beard. Anyways. Let's move on to the main topic. Today's episode, we thought, is a pretty good one. I think we're going to have a good laugh and conversation about these ones. Movie or TV show tropes that just trigger you. You know, there's quite a lot. But these are specific for us. And maybe in general as well. I think majority of the people can agree with what we might say. So... I thought this would be a fun topic to just throw out there and have a good conversation about. So I'll kick it off. And
so just before you do that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
I want to add in there. So I was trying to add some stuff to this list, and there's a whole bunch that I didn't add because I thought it didn't quite fit with the topic when I started to think about it. Because what we came up with was stuff that happens in the actual show or movie that annoys us. But I also thought of stuff that, like film techniques or how they film certain things.
That, and I feel throw like, that
like,
in
not
there
necessarily
as well.
What they're filming, but how they film it, and like that stuff annoys me. I think that could be a whole nother podcast in itself.
Okay, yeah, we'll keep that for like filming techniques. I mean, if we don't have enough, if we do have more time, then we can come back to it, because there is some that I don't like as well, like what you're saying. There are some that just don't go, that just don't work.
Yeah, because one of my things in the list is actually that.
But that's true. It is. But okay, we'll talk about that as well once we get there. See how we go. So I want to start off with a pretty minor detail, but it's basically what I get triggered by is when a person's cooking something or making something, like food wise, and you see them like they're cooking it and stuff, and then when you see the shot of them bringing it out. And placing it on the table. It doesn't match what they're cooking. It looks weird.
Where's the continuity?
Like for example, I forget what movie it was, but there was a movie scene where this guy was making breakfast, and he cracks two eggs into the frying pan, and then when he places the egg down, it's scrambled eggs. It's like, but the way it made it look like as if it was like you had to whisk the egg.
Yeah, he was just frying the egg.
He was just frying. He just completely fried it.
Come on,
that's not okay. The egg. Okay, that one's kind of bad, but like in general, some of those can actually be pretty funny. I'm not gonna lie.
There are some pretty good ones as well, but like that man that just gets me. It's like
So is it that annoying for you?
It is annoying because it's like Like it becomes so distracting because I, especially if I like if I'm watching it and
it
I'm like
the immersion,
yeah,
like
no,
it pulls oh, you yeah. out of the immersion of
yeah.
watching a movie,
yeah.
When something like not necessarily this thing, but when something triggers specifically you, whatever it is, it pulls you out of the movie.
Yeah, because sometimes I'll be looking and I'll be like, oh, I could go for some eggs, and then I'll look at it, I'm like, wait a second, didn't you just fry the eggs? Why is it scrambled? How's it scrambled? How is it scrambled?
That's it's like when someone's like cooking a crab, and then the next scene, it's like they put out a plate of like lobster.
Yeah.
See you later. Done. But true. Like. Stuff like that is just, and I think this goes on with it as well. Like, I'm just gonna add this in there as well. There's always coffee. Like, whenever there's a character that goes and orders, like whenever there's a character that goes to a diner or something like that, they go sit down. What will it be? Coffee, and then they just pour like coffee into a cup. And just give it to them. And it's like, what about the milk and like?
No, yeah. But I think that's an American thing though, because don't the diners have like cream and stuff
coffee.
On the table? So they just give them a coffee and they make
it
themselves basically.
Yeah, but they're even not... like in like Starbucks here in Australia, like everyone kind of just adds whatever they want to their own drinks. But I'm like, in movies and stuff, right? Like.
No, but not even that. Like, even in movies, when they go to, a cafe or something, when they're, like, a Starbucks or something, and they order, they go, oh, can I get two coffees? Specify what kind of coffees you want. Like, is it...
Yeah.
Like,
the waitress is holding the coffee ready-made and pours it. I get that. But, like, when you go to an actual counter and order a coffee...
Yeah.
It's the same when they go to a bar and they order beer, and they just get two beers. It's like...
There's so many different beers. Do you want it on the tap? Do you want a schooner? Beer. Do you want a pint?
I think that you just want a glass in the head.
Maybe they just want to speed through it because it's like not an important scene. But also at the same time, it's character development, right? So it's like, what if this is a character that just really loves milkshakes, but we just don't know what, that's part of their actual like character.
Yeah.
Right? Anyways, I don't know.
I think half of what we're going to list tonight is I know they do this for movie purposes to make the flow of the movie better, but I feel like myself and like a good portion of the population feel like because you're not doing it true to life, that wrecks the immersion rather than you trying to do it in a way that keeps the movie flowing.
Yeah. Mm.
Mm.
Like, definitely.
Like ordering what kind of coffee you want would add a couple extra seconds to that shot and maybe disrupt the flow. But then for some of us, it's going to pull the immersion out because, like, you can't just order a coffee as a coffee.
Yeah, but no. Like, how would it disrupt the flow if you're going to order a coffee? Like, for example, like, if you a person walks up to a counter and goes, can I get two coffees? And then what's the difference between that person and this other person going, can I get two cappuccinos?
Yeah, it's just... Like another one, like something I was going to list later is... you notice how when people are talking on the phone in a movie, they never say goodbye?
Dude, I got a message from one of my mates that I sent out. I sent out a few messages today to a few people going, what movie tropes that you don't like or something that triggers you while watching it? And the first thing he said was, everybody hangs up the phone without saying bye.
Yeah, they don't say it because the directors think it's going to disrupt the flow of the movie. But then for like a lot of people, it's like it wrecks the immersion of the movie because you just hung up on that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you see, and it cuts to the other person that they're talking to and they're full smiling and they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't rudely hang up on me or anything.
Yeah. But legit, like, it's just like, oh, okay, cling, that's one. Josh, what do you have, mate? What's something that you...
Oh, I was just going to add on to that slightly, though, because, like, I noticed it does kind of happen in real life, though, like, especially in, like for Discord, for example, like, if people just, like, pop in and out of chats, like, sometimes they'll just be like, oh, I'll be back in a bit, and then they'll just hang up. Like, they won't say, oh, see you later or whatever. Like, it does happen, but, like... I get what you're saying about the movies, like how they're just like, oh, you didn't just like rudely hang up on me or whatever. But yeah, like it does happen in real life.
Yeah. But what was another one that you put up there?
On my list, I've got when someone continuously restarts their action while the camera angle changes to highlight who's talking in the conversation. So I saw this TikTok the other day. Where basically it was like cutting, like this person was watching some TV show or movie, right? And one of the guys was like sitting on the edge of the bed. He's like putting on his shoes, right? And it's cutting, the camera's cutting between the two of them while they're having a conversation. And each time it cuts back to the guy, he's still putting on the shoe on like one of his foot. Oh. Oh man!
Like, how many times are you gonna put that shoe on?
Yeah, exactly. How many times are you gonna put that shoe on? And it happened like 3 or 4 times, and I'm just like, you only have 2 feet, right? You're not putting on like 5 pairs of shoes.
Basically, everything we're gonna talk about is just something wrong with the continuity in movies.
Yeah, probably. But then that also, like, for like example, like if they're not using the shoes as a prop, like as in. Like, for example, if someone's having a conversation, like, example, like, they're putting on their shoes, and then someone says something to them, and they stop, and then they go, they lean back, and they're
because, the like, shoe literally, this guy literally put the shoe on, and then when it cut back to him, it was he's off again, and he's putting it back on, like, seriously?
Yeah, like, you're cutting, you're still doing the same thing. It's...
Yeah.
Alright. I listed the reverse of that in my list.
What's your...
So, instead of... You're cutting between things and you're still doing the same thing. That's when you're doing something and you cut to another location and then it carries on as if nothing happened.
Yeah, so it's like a conversation happening in like multiple different places.
So it's like, so you have the conversation going, it cuts to a new location and the conversation picks up exactly where it left in the last location. Like, you guys not talk to each other for 15 minutes while you went to the next location? How's the conversation going from the exact same moment? You're in a new place. Did you say, hang on, pause. I'm not going to talk to you for 10 minutes while we're in the Uber to the next place. And then you have to remember the last thing I said to you before we got in the car.
Unless, okay, so the like that can actually work if they're staying in the room having that conversation, but they're showing them going to like the next destination, if that makes sense.
Yeah. If they're together.
Yeah.
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 But that, like, that scene also reminds me of the scene from Fast and Furious. I think it was number 6.
Fast 6, your seatbelt.
Fast 6.
Yeah.
There was a scene where literally the Rock and the Rock is in the military base, and then the Rock is in some kind of when was this scene? You know the workshop that Luke Evans was in, the guys that were making the souped up cars, the F1 cars.
Oh, the ramp car.
The ramp car. Yeah. So you know how they had a warehouse?
Mm.
Yeah. So the Rock went to that warehouse after it got cleared, right? And then, like, literally, like, that's the same time these guys were, Vin Diesel and his crew were back at the base having conversation, and then Tyrese and what's his name, Han, they come back and they're like, what happened to you two? They're like, oh, nothing happened. And then a few seconds later, Ludacris gets a phone call from The Rock, and he's like, I'm going to this military base because I think they're going to hit the target over here. And it's like across the country. It's like, how did he go from one place to another in like so quick?
Oh, because he's fast and furious.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's what I mean. Like, they were having a conversation, and then it just cuts to a different location, and he's having that same kind of conversation.
Like on the other side of the world, basically. Side. Yeah.
Mm.
But yeah, it's a weird one. Speaking of Fast and Furious, unlimited petrol, or the cars are always full.
Unless the plot needs them to run out of petrol.
Yeah, unless the plot. Yeah. But always like as fuel. Like scenes with guys going and taking other people's cars.
Mm.
It's like, it's always got a full tank of petrol. Like, what if you sit in a car that doesn't have petrol?
Yeah.
But like that also, it's like,
the opposite of that is like in horror movies and stuff, right? Where they take someone's car and then they're like driving off.
It's always empty.
Like,
it doesn't start.
They'll get like halfway up the road and then they'll be like, oh, we're out of fuel. Oh, yeah. We gotta get
who leaves that much fuel in a car that you can't even get it to a petrol station?
Yeah.
Like that the light must be blinking hard that it has to. And they always live in the middle of nowhere, so there's like the next nearest petrol station is like 20-30 miles away.
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's so like
the, gauges in my car are broken, so I'm just estimating how much fuel is in the car at the moment.
Yeah, I think someone has to go to visit the wreckers.
Not the wreckers, man. I'm just going to the auto electrician.
Oh yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah. So there we go.
Yeah, but that's also something that gets me going. Josh, got one more?
I actually had another one, but then I forgot it. One of my like tropes that kind of trigger me is like unnecessary love scenes or dragged out love scenes that like add nothing to the story.
Yeah, they try to put two people together and it's like, why did you do that?
Yeah, it didn't exactly
make anything better.
Yeah. Prime example of this is Icarus and Cersei from Eternals. That was just like, they had a scene of them like coming together and it just like gets extended for like the next 5 minutes, and I'm like, oh, it doesn't need to be this long. Like, the movie's already like almost 3 hours long, and they had this scene in there that really did not need to be that long.
Doesn't add anything. Like, the movie would, I haven't seen it, but I'm guessing because you're going on about it, the movie would have worked if they just cut them out, right?
The so-called sex scene.
Yeah. That, like,
would the movie still have worked if they just cut that out?
All they had to do was like show them, like, you know how they hug each other, and then that it could have just faded to black there, and then go straight to the next scene. They just kept it going.
I don't know why they needed that. To be honest, it was
just too long. Like, it didn't add anything to the movie.
Sells.
Yeah, that's it.
It literally had the opposite effect because everyone that I've talked to just did not like that.
Yeah. Like, now what gets me when they go one further and they just make the two characters fall in love for no reason and that doesn't add anything to the story. Like, it's just they felt they needed to work a love story into the story.
Oh, yeah.
So the one that got me was, I forget which Star Wars it was, but the one where Rey kisses...
The last one.
Why? Yeah. You didn't need that. It added nothing.
Hmm.
It's even what the fans wanted.
Even in the live-action Dora the Explorer movie that we watched the other day on the Discord server.
Still gotta watch that. I'm just imagining it's like a PG version of Angelina Jolie's Tomb Raider.
Oh, no.
I don't think so. That's much, a bit too much far-fetched worse.
There was
for
the
that.
Most random things happening in that movie. Okay, I'll say one now. There was an old lady in the movie, right? And she was like some kind of like Aztec lady, right? And she was in the forest, right?
Mm.
And then towards the end of the movie, she just transforms. She just transforms into a younger lady, right? And there's no reason why. She just transformed into a younger lady, and then like that old lady was never seen for the rest of the movie.
Was she cursed? Like,
huh?
Was she cursed or no?
No.
They don't explain it.
No, they don't say anything about it.
She just transforms into a younger lady.
She just transforms into a younger lady, and I'm just like, what is going on in this movie? Like,
when they just gloss over things, they don't explain it, and they just think you're going to go over it, but you think about it for more than a second, it's like...
Yeah, so I'm sitting there thinking, oh, what, did the old lady get tired and, like, is the old lady related to, like, the director or something and then they just decided to get some other random actor to fill in for the rest of the movie? Like, it just did not make any sense.
Lawrence, do you have another one? Oh, no, adding on to Josh's, like, the unnecessary love scene kind of thing, this is sort of in that kind of thing. Unnecessary love triangles.
Yeah.
Like, unnecessary love triangles.
You can give the same movie Eternals as well.
Eternals, again. Eternals, it's
not that it's unnecessary, but
it's sort of not like a love triangle because it's only, like, two people are in love and then one other person likes the other guy that's...
Yeah.
That's about it.
It's like a love square, if you think about it.
Just
round it off.
Actually, sorry, no, Eternals does have it. I forgot, that reminded me. Eternals does have it.
Yeah.
I was talking about Cersei, Icarus, and Sprite.
Yeah.
But I forgot about Dane Whitman.
Yeah.
I forgot about Kit Harington's character. That's like an unnecessary love triangle. But then again, that kind of works because Icarus and Cersei had a history before.
Yeah.
But the unnecessary love triangle that I absolutely hate is the one where the wife gets a divorce, goes on, gets married to someone else, has a family, but the guy shows back up into the life, and then the girl starts falling back in love with that douchebag, and then it's like prime, and then they just like. It's just like, bro, you left this guy to start a family. You've got a family and stuff, but as soon as he appears back, like, because he's nice now, you're going to go back to him? Like, oh, come on, man. Like,
yeah.
Stuff like that always gets me. And then that it's just like, oh, come on, man. You guys had something good going and then you had to go and ruin it by adding... by dragging that out and stuff. So
they think that's what gets the movie more money, but no, just stop, bro.
Just stop it. And also but it's sort of real life as well, but like this happens in majority of Adam Sandler's movies, but I just overpass it where somehow he gets like the hottest wives in the world. Like, how?
Yeah, because he writes his own movies.
So I get why he does it, but like, but outside of an Adam Sandler movie, it doesn't work. Like, besides outside of his movies, it doesn't work. Like, it has to, it just has to be an Adam Sandler movie. And it works. Because what? Yeah. Like, he's been married to Salma Hayek, and then had a love interest with Julie Brown, and then was married to Jennifer Aniston as well, and then just...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
No, Julie Brown's been love interest in at least two movies.
For him?
Yeah.
I thought it was only one. I thought it was just the Halloween
Happy Gilmore. And what's that Halloween one? Hubie Halloween.
Julie Brown wasn't in Happy Gilmore. That was someone else.
That's her, man.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Bullshit, really?
She played Shooter McGavin. Nah, she played the blonde chick, man.
No, that was not Julie Brown. That was someone else. No.
Yeah. We should do a podcast just on Adam Sandler. Personally, I like him. I think he's all right.
Oh, he's a great... I like that guy. I like his movies. He's got some hectic movies. Oh, yeah, it is Julie Brown. Ah. Yeah.
It's Bowen, man.
Oh, Bowen. Why am I saying Brown? It doesn't look like her, but...
Oh, he's
it's one of those Mandela effect things. I think it's the haircut.
I think it's the haircut. It is. It's a very...
Just because we're so used to seeing her in very Modern Family.
Modern Family, that's
and
what.
She's got really short hair in Happy Gilmore.
Yeah. No, but she's got like a really 90s kind of looking Happy Gilmore. And then, Shooter McGavin's awesome. I love that guy. That guy's awesome. But yeah, like things like that. Lawrence, man, do you have one?
Man, I don't know where to go from there. What do you think I should pick from my list?
Whatever. They're all good ones.
I'm going to mention the food one just because you mentioned food before.
Yeah.
Wasting food. Like, you see them prepare all this food and then they take two bites and leave the room. Here's this 20-course breakfast.
Yeah.
And then they grab a piece of toast and piss off.
Yeah.
Now, get stuffed, mate.
Yeah.
No,
or
not
even
only that.
At the diner, they order a meal,
yeah,
and then they don't even eat it.
Mm.
Why no, even go to the diner?
Not even that. Like a Thanksgiving dinner, and they're all eating, but the turkey is still whole.
Yeah.
What the hell are you eating?
Yeah. Everything except the turkey.
Oh my gosh!
Throw that quick one in there.
That was.
It's like you got the full table of like food, and then just one guy comes in and is like, "I'll just take that and walk away."
I'll
throw one another quick one because I got a few that are quite long, so I'll throw a quick one in.
Yeah.
When they brush their teeth, they never use toothpaste.
Yeah, it's just a brush.
Like, why even include the scene of them brushing their teeth if you're not going to bother having them use toothpaste? Just don't brush your teeth. Just do something else. You could literally do anything else.
Yeah.
Like, I get why, like, you don't want them to use toothpaste when you're filming them. But if you're not going to do that, don't bother filming it.
Another one, I think this is a big one as well. Unless it's done well, it works. But casting non-teenagers to play teenagers in like high school movies or having them be high school students, like I used an example like any Spider-Man movie, like clearly Flash, like what's his name,
Toby Maguire
one, Flash Thompson. That guy's definitely not 16.
Yeah, like, get some younger-looking people. Like, for legal reasons, you can't have underage... Like, you can't have minors doing certain scenes.
So yes.
Adult actors. Being said, surely you can cast some younger-looking... Like, Tom Holland, right?
Tom Holland, yeah.
He's in his 20s, but he looks... In the first Spider-Man movie he was in, he looked the part of a teenager. Yeah.
He looked like as if he was, like, just about to graduate high school.
Yeah.
That was good casting. Yeah. So that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Stuff like that works out, but then you've got like.
What about Grease? They're all like 30 or something in Grease.
teenagers, high schoolers. Yeah. I don't know if this works, but I think it kind of works with. I think it does. It does work. The Harry Potter movies work because they all grow up. They continue to age, even though they're older.
They grew up with the characters. They were cast young at the right age. Yeah. And they grew up with the characters.
That's the one that works. But like, Twilight. Oh my god, that does not look like.
Oh man.
That was enough. But yeah, that's one as well. Like when you're watching these kind of movies and then they show like, high school students and they're meant to be they're meant to be like teenagers and shit, but they look like they're 30. We get it. But like cast someone like super young that looks like as if they're gonna be like a Tom Holland, you know. He does pass for like 16, 17, 18 year old. That was one. Another one that's a big one that I absolutely hate. I think I was just watching this the other day. And Lawrence, you've got it written here as well, but it's sort of similar to that base, but not just for action stars.
Humans are only human.
Yeah. But when it comes to a fight and stuff like that. Like, I don't know, but I don't know if you guys have been thrown through a table or something like that.
It's so ridiculous in movies.
But, you know, like, you're a normal person and then you get back up, like, straight away. It's like...
The sound effects they use for punches and stuff, it's all like, boof, 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 like, mad exaggerated, like, punch sounds. And it's not like that in real life.
That's kind of okay just to emphasize it. Okay. But the thing that I have is like, bro, you just went through a wall.
And they're still alive.
Not just alive. It's like you went through a wall and.
Stay down a little bit longer.
Yeah.
One scene that got me was whichever Fast and Furious it was, where Vin Diesel and Jason Statham played chicken with each other and they drove into each other's cars.
And then they just
walked out and they had a beef with each other.
Yeah, what the hell?
I was in a car crash a fraction of that speed and I got whiplash. I wasn't going anywhere. And they're full staunching each other. I'm like, You were just in a car crash.
Yeah, legit.
Bro, settle down, yeah. unless it's like an action movie and a soup, like, and
like those and, are enhanced humans.
No, not even enhanced humans, not but even, like, for example, like John Wick. That guy's not enhanced, but
oh, yeah.
He's got
like he's a above average skill.
Yeah, but he's yeah. trained. But he's trained.
He's a trained human.
Yeah. So he's in peak condition and stuff like that. So things like that, like yeah, that
yeah.
I totally Denzel understand. Washington
in Equalizer. Or
yeah, that. Like, but how many times does he get?
Black Widow. She's not a superhuman. She's human. And she's full falling off buildings and stuff, and then you're walking up and going away.
Yeah.
Nah. You're human.
Yeah, yeah. But I kind of
like,
I
like
of
when
realized,
Hulk
yeah.
fell out of the ship in Ragnarok. He literally like broke his bones on that bridge, right?
Mm.
But then like when Black Widow jumps out of a helicopter, she just does the superhero landing and like it's like what?
You're only human.
Yeah.
Oh, and another thing that reminds me of that is when the good guy's fighting the bad guy, and there's always a bad guy like 10 times bigger than him, and then they hit him, they hit them with like some kind of like weapon that, mind you, any human that gets hit with that weapon,
I don't care how strong your
like,
neck is,
like yeah, no, you're gone. You're gone.
Yeah,
man.
If you get like one of those those girders or something, like a metal girder, right?
Yeah.
And you just like swing it at someone, like come on.
First off, how are you even picking that up?
yeah, exactly. How are you picking that up?
Okay. You know what scene it kind of reminds me of? I don't know if you guys have seen Stuber. Worth a watch. There's a scene where they where Kumail Nanjiani and Dave Bautista, they're having an argument and they're kind of they have a fight, but the cool thing about this is that I don't want to ruin it for you, but Dave Bautista's a cop.
Yeah.
So he's trained and he's a detective, so he's trained, so he's qualified, so he can take hits and stuff. And plus the guy's huge. Like, he's huge, so he can take stuff. Yeah. But like the funny thing was, like, in this thing, when they were fighting and stuff, he gets hit by a bike, like a bicycle, and he actually stays down. He doesn't get straight back up. He's like, oh, like, he's actually felt that. Which I like. That was something that really worked. Absolutely, even though it was like a comedic scene, but it kind of worked. But there's another reason why it happened, like, which was kind of spoil the movie, but I don't want to say it. But like stuff like that's hilarious. That to me, that just so funny. That which was good. But for example, if he got hit by the bike and didn't flinch, then it's just like, come on,
immersion, bro.
Yeah, Lawrence, do you have any other ones that you wanted to?
Yeah, I can go on this next one for ages. Actually, no, before I was going to talk about driving. Before we get to driving, I want to mention something else of action.
Yep.
When you know they're trained professionals, but they can't shoot a target. So, like, I'm currently
watching, when they need to.
The Dead Show?
When they need to,
Yeah, Squid Game.
The one that... But not Squid Game, the zombie one. What's that one called? All of Us Are Dead.
All of Us Are Dead.
I haven't finished it yet. Almost there. But so far, the most unrealistic thing I saw to that point was when that fire rescue guy is trying to leg it out of Guantanamo Bay. And he's got like a dozen army dudes shooting rifle. Like they're shooting at him. And he doesn't get shot. He's running for like 100 meters, jumps in the water, and he gets one bullet that grazes him. Do you know how many bullets they shot at him? How did they not shoot him?
There are so many movies like that where they... Oh, man, that's ridiculous.
Like, if you're, like, a professional and you have one bullet left and you miss, okay, I'll give you that one. But when there's, like, 12 of you, you've each shot 30 bullets.
Yeah, as if not... Like, as if one of them doesn't hit them.
And only one of them grazes that guy? How did you not kill him?
Yeah.
To me, that's the most unrealistic part of the whole zombie show.
I don't know if you guys are watching... Lawrence, are you watching Attack on Titan?
I haven't... I will, eventually.
Okay. Maybe yeah. I shouldn't say this then.
No, don't.
Yes. Don't. We'll save it for that for our anime podcast.
Yeah, yeah. Day. But it kind of relates to what you're saying, Lawrence. It's like the it's like the opposite end of it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so I was going to talk about driving. I didn't even bother typing on the list because there's just so many things wrong with driving in movies.
Okay, I got one. I want to know if you had this written down. Sorry, another one. So the same mate that just gave the first reference that I told you.
Yeah.
This is another one that he gave, and he goes, this is what really pisses on. He goes, hubcaps coming off the wheels, especially around bends.
They don't come off that easily, but okay.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, in movies, like, the hubcap, you just hear it just rolling down.
Yeah. So, with driving, before we even start the car, there's already a movie trope, right?
Yep.
The keys are in the sun visor. No one keeps their keys in the sun visor unless your car is parked in a movie. Legit. The movies invented that trope. No one does that in real life. I think it was Terminator 2 where that first appeared because they needed a convenient way for him to get the keys in the car.
Yeah.
And then every movie copied that afterwards. No one does that. No one leaves their keys in. How would you even get into your car? You need your keys to get in the car. Unless you leave it unlocked like an idiot. With your keys in the sun visor. No one does that. Anyway, so the biggest thing with driving is like everything they do. Like, it's just what the actor doesn't match what the car is doing.
Hmm.
So, like, they'll be driving and then...
Yeah, like, they're driving in a straight line and their hands are moving, like, side to side. And it's like, you're not swerving. Just calm your hands down a little bit.
Yeah, like those green screen backgrounds that are moving and, like, the car's stationary.
Yeah. Or, like, when they... So, there's stuff that the actors do that don't match, but there's also stuff that they film that triggers me as well, because I really like cars and like driving. And something that I thought of today is... So, earlier today, Sega, you linked me that video... What's that director's name? Edgar Wright?
Edgar Wright, yeah.
Yeah. He showed a clip of Baby Driver.
Yeah.
And you know the opening scene of Baby Driver? He puts the car in reverse?
Yeah.
He doesn't do it properly. That gear lever, that gear stick, right?
Yeah.
There's like a lever just underneath the top of the knob. You're meant to pull that up to put it in reverse. If you don't pull that up, you can't put the car in reverse. He doesn't do that. So little things like that trigger me.
He just
yanks it into reverse. Yeah. But it wouldn't go into reverse if you didn't pull that thing up. Or like, I forget which Hitman movie it was. There was a Hitman movie and there's a scene where they do that. They throw the grappling guns at his car and he's just doing a mad burnout. It's like a Fast and Furious style thing, right?
Yeah.
And then they have a shot of the dashboard to show how high his car's revving. If you freeze frame it on his revs, it shows you what gear the car's in. The car's in neutral. Would it really have been that hard to edit out the letter M on the dashboard to make it seem plausible that he's actually trying to go somewhere? Mm. No, the car's in neutral and you guys just left it there. I can make a whole podcast about driving stuff, man. Like, there's a movie, right?
We'll save that for a car movie.
I'll save just one more then.
Yeah, yeah.
Drive Hard. I love it because it's a car movie and it's an Australian movie. Except every time he changes gears, it does a down shot. And you see he's shifting an automatic. What are you shifting, bro? We can see that you're shifting from, like, low gear to drive and drive to low gear. Just stop. You're not doing anything. You're meant to be an ex-V8 supercar driver. You should know that's not really doing anything in your Toyota Yaris. Like, at least when the Fast and Furious movies, right? At least... So, when they filmed the original ones, they used a lot of automatic cars, but they had low angles. So, when they were shifting back and forth, you couldn't see that it was an automatic. It looked like a manual. But this movie, no. It was high angles. And you can see he's shifting an automatic. Just stop. You're not doing anything. Oh, yeah. I have so many driving ones. I could just keep going. Better change it there.
It's just...
You should drop those on your YouTube channel, though.
I think there's all... Like, watch the other guys. with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
And it's got all these movie tropes that we're talking about.
I love when the movie plays into the movie trope.
Yeah, this one kind of does as well.
Like 21 Jump Street when the chickens exploded.
Yeah, it's like, how?
I should just do a movie with like every trope.
Yeah.
No, the other guys, like you have to watch it. It's hilarious. It's like one of my go-to movies for a good laugh. But like there's a scene, and this is also a movie trope that I absolutely hate. Walking away from explosions, like
yeah.
So these guys.
Yeah, is it stop blowing your line?
Yeah, no. So these guys, they're just standing there, and they're like, and then they discover there was a bomb. So they were walking towards a store, and a bomb goes off, and you see them flying back, and then they get up so gingerly, and they're like, their ears are popped and shit like that, and they're like, oh my god, why does it look so cool in the movies, but in real life it sucks. So I love how they played with that. Like it was just hilarious, but the way that they did it was like as if they like could just get away with it, but like they're like, oh my god, the movies make it look so. But yeah, walking away from explosions is always one. I don't know if you like these ones, but the geek to superstar.
Yeah.
Like is a complete write off and becomes a superstar. Or
Oh, that chick's ugly. No one's going to date her. And then she takes her glasses off and she's hot and she's prom queen.
So basically Dora the Explorer. The Dora the Explorer movies.
No, more like...
No,
more like,
guys, you've got to watch
like
it.
In high school. Yeah, more like high school. Like in high school, she was like... It's had like glasses and braces. And then they've like 10 years later, they've all grown up and she's like the hottest thing in the world. It's like, bro, she was hot back in high school. You just put glasses on her and braces doesn't mean she's ugly.
Yeah,
but like using the Dora the Explorer movie again as an example. Like,
oh my god, why are you so obsessed with this movie?
It was so funny. It's like you can just predict what's going to happen, right? Like she moves from the jungle to go to the city and like live life in like an actual like American high school, right? So then like she's got all this like jungle smart. She's got all this like knowledge in her head and she's like showing off to the class and then everyone hates her. But then by the end of the movie, they love her for being so smart.
Yeah, that's not how high school dynamics work.
No. It's like, come on, man. I knew this was going to happen. She was going to, like, show off, like, something that would just, like, change their minds about her. Like, you can just tell while you're watching it. Yeah. It's like American bullies. That's a trope in itself.
Oh, like, they always have the varsity jacket and
drive. Yeah, the varsity jacket. And it's like, hey, dweeb.
It doesn't matter
what you're doing there, bro.
A new movie, they're driving a 70s muscle car.
Yeah, it's always a muscle car.
they always got to throw out the word dweeb. What you doing there, bro? You can't join our club.
Yeah, it's always the douchebags that wear the varsity jackets and stuff like that. Never, nothing, no one else.
And they all do like dances jackets. While they're
like the guys are wearing.
Hey, I had them in high school.
Yeah, we actually. So, Josh, remember our varsity?
Yeah, fashion? Still got it. Still
it
got it.
Just like black grey color scheme. It had the letter A on it.
Yeah.
JJ's used to sell the same jacket. It was like slightly off color, but it was the same jacket.
Yeah.
Same color scheme. And people were wearing it. I'm just like, this is our school jacket.
I remember we had for our high school one. Like, everyone wanted their names to be at the top, like, near the shoulders.
Yeah.
But they put it at the bottom. That was everyone's reaction, Josh. Everyone's reaction. So, obviously, I couldn't get what I wanted, so stuck with Singh. And then the S fell out, so it just became Ing.
Nice.
Yeah, I-N-G.
And then someone, this girl... I swear to God, I don't know how they did not pick up on this when they were doing... Because they were doing checks.
Yeah, you got to check it.
They were doing checks, right?
Mm.
So, this person put insert here. Like, there was like insert here, look down, and I was like, how did this not pass the sniff test?
Guys.
Like, what the hell? As if this doesn't, what? What? Yeah, okay. Another trope that really gets me, and I really, 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 really hate it. Absolutely hate it so much. It's the
Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, that.
I was waiting, because you said it twice, I'm like, I have to do it now.
Yeah.
It's the Eye of the Tiger.
Feel of the night.
Calm down, Rocky Stallone.
Okay, anyways, on from a terrible rendition of that, the cop or detective or so-called special units person getting fired or getting removed from the case but still working the case.
Yeah.
And has a person that still works at that department.
Yeah, witness.
And that person that just keeps... No. That person just keeps... They call their old partner or an old friend that works in the same department as they do. Oh, can you help me out? Dude, you know I'm going to get fired, but here's all the information that you need.
Go home, play some PlayStation, listen to our podcast, relax.
Dude, that's it, relax. Have a fun one. There are so many more that we can talk on. I think we can make another podcast about this, like another episode about this. So, guys, I think we'll leave it there for today in regards to this topic. And let's talk about something else. And flag this
part. Don't get me started on movie tropes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm totally going to get sacked for this, but I'll give you all the information anyway. Oh, man.
Yeah. That's what I mean. But anyway, so, Josh, mate, what have you been up to this week?
Oh, well, apart from watching that Dora movie. No,
up to this week. Yeah, what have you been doing, mate? What have you been doing?
Been streaming, doing some stuff. So I did a Skyrim stream earlier. I'm going to be streaming Pokemon on Friday and some Dying Light on Saturday. That's a good game, guys. I think I told you guys about it last time. Parkour Zombies, should get onto that.
I can't. I watched a playthrough of it, and I'm just like, I can't do first-person parkour. That just, no. Nah.
Really?
Nah. I can't do that first-person parkour.
I played the original Mirror's Edge. It was a bit trippy.
Yeah, it's way too trippy, man. It's just too many movements. Like, too many things happening at once. Like, bro, settle down. Relax. Go into third person. It's better.
Yeah.
Like I can't get the first person kind of view unless it's like a shooter or you're driving or something like that. That's totally different. I get it. But like in parkour wise, it's a bit... I can't get into it because I'm like, I want to see my surroundings, but you can't because you don't know if you're trapped behind something or not.
So they added a button in there. It's like press C to like look behind you. So, like, while you're running, you can, like, press C and, like, look behind you.
Is it just, like, a cut?
No, like, the camera view just, like...
Yeah, it's a cut that goes behind you, right? Yeah. So it's not, like, as if the head's not turning.
180. Yeah.
Like, that's bullshit, but yeah. But yeah. Anyways, yeah, continue, Josh. Yeah.
And I've been watching Attack on Titan and Demon Slayer. So good. So good. You guys got to watch them.
Do you have any recommendations that the listeners can... And anything that you want to recommend that they should watch or read or listen to?
Yeah, definitely Demon Slayer, definitely Attack on Titan, and maybe look into You Season 3. If you've seen You Season 1 and 2, you should watch Season 3 as well.
Nice. Lawrence, mate, what have you been up to?
I've been vibing with that Korean show, All of Us Are Dead.
Yeah. Vibing. It's popping off, eh?
Popping off. Yeah.
Korean zombie.
It's pretty good, pretty good. Wouldn't recommend. I don't know how it ends, though, so we'll see how we go.
Yeah, awesome. Pretty much I've just been playing Pokemon Legends of Arceus. It's so addictive.
Oh, yeah.
I love that game. That is one of my...
I need to play it more. I don't even playing it on stream.
Yeah, no, no, it is amazing. I really, really like that game. It is something completely different in the Pokemon universe, but it is sort of similar, but different. But I love it, man. It's so, like your normal JRPGs that you play, it's just, you know what's going to happen. Like, oh, great, you choose a starter Pokemon, then you have to go from one town to another, to another, to another, to another, just battle all these gyms, blah, 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 blah. This one's a little bit different. This one, like, actually you have storyline, missions, tasks, side quests as well, things to do, and it's just, it's mad. Like, it keeps you engaged for longer, I have to say. And I just started watching, I think you guys would love it. It's on Netflix. It's called Murderville. It's got Will Arnett in it.
Yeah.
And then so the premises of the show is that they record Will Arnett as like a homicide detective. And pretty much they've got celebrities in there that are his partner, training
guest
partner.
Guest assistant.
But they have no script. So the celebrities are improving everything. So there's no script. And then they have to guess who the murderer was. And so they're actually, it's like,
is
basically...
Are these real murders, or is this like...
No. This is just...
Set up.
No, it's like a thank God you're here kind of set up kind of thing. It's like, but yeah, it's sort like, of
it's
like...
It's not set in like, oh, he's the real. Yeah, it's like a full improvised kind of thing. And the celebrities, I guess, who did
but,
it.
But the good thing about it is it's all one take. Like, they haven't reshot a scene. Because there's... My favorite episode is the one with Kumail Nanjiani, and there's a scene where Will Arnett is, when he's playing detective, he tells Kunal to do a funny walk and make a sound, and so Kunal starts walking funny and makes this weird sound, and you see Will Arnett just like losing, breaking character. He's like full laughing and stuff, like, and you see him just like suddenly just go, and then they, you can tell that they kind of stop to make sure that he gets his laugh out.
Yeah.
And then they started recording from another side, and then it's hilarious. Like, definitely worth watching. Like, Lawrence, when you finish that, your Korean zombie, watch it. And it's, I love it because he plays the character so seriously, and it's so hilarious because he doesn't know what the celebrities are going to do. So half the time he's just trying to stay in character because he's like, he doesn't know what he's doing. but his character is so good, man. So that definitely worth. I definitely would love to recommend that, Murderville, and also, guys, the Squishyverse, Discord. So for those that don't know, it's Josh's Discord channel.
Oh yeah.
Did I say that right? Channel? Is it a channel or
server?
It?
It's a server.
Discord server. So. Guys, like I said, I'll put the links down below. Jump on it, have a look, go through the server. There's some pretty cool, entertaining things in there. It's popping off, definitely. Like, there's a lot of cool things, a lot of interesting things. Josh posts some pretty cool stuff on there, and then not only does he just post, other people contribute as well, and it's pretty good to get on. So
yeah,
guys,
like
jump
memes
on that. Yeah.
And all that kind of
memes
stuff,
and there's all these funny things as well in there. So
discussions
movies
as well.
So jump on there, have a look.
What are we talking about
next week?
Next week, what
we're going to talk about is video games then, like when we were growing up, versus now, like yes, a lot has changed from then and now, but...
So we're just talking from the 90s onwards?
From the 90s onwards, pretty much. And what was the thing that engaged us back then? And does it still appeal to us now? Or it doesn't anymore?
Actually, if there's games from before the 90s that we know of, we can mention that as well.
Yeah, but we've played as well. Yeah, definitely, definitely. So it's not just the 90s, just games that we played back.
Stuff that like we've personally experienced.
Yeah, personal experience in games, yeah. Anyways, Josh, where can they find you, buddy?
Pretty much everywhere, @SquishyJoshy, and on Instagram it's @Squishy_Joshy.
links down below. And Lawrence,
yeah,
where can they find
Facebook and YouTube at t.t.project.
T.d.project.
Yeah, you said t.t.
No.
Yeah. Mate, let's go to the replay. Let's replay this podcast and listen to it again.
Judge.
Anyway, and you can find me at SegaSing23 on Insta. Again, once again, we'll have our links down below. I've been your host, SegaSing. Good night.
See ya.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.